Good morning, everyone. It's literally been 1 month since I've recorded a podcast, and it's not because there's nothing to say. It's not because we're not in the end times. It's not because the Great Commission mandate isn't important, but it's simply because I've had one of the hardest months in my life. Last week actually being a really horrific one, but by the grace of God, I stand here. And I just want to be very transparent in saying, I found this quote and it said, "There are no unwounded soldiers in war." And it reminded me, and I really liked it, because we do know we already have the victory. We do know that we are powerful and mighty in Christ. We do know that by the grace of God, we are going to make it. We do know that God holds our hand. We do know these things. We know the battle is not ours. We know it's the Lord. But this doesn't exclude us from having low points and valley-like experiences, because these valley-like experiences are key to the development of our relationship with Christ, especially in the end times. And today I come before you by the leading and the prompting and the unction of the Holy Spirit to release this word. I pray by the mighty name of Jesus Christ that it will not just be a regular podcast that you pop in as you go to and from work or you do your dishes, but I pray that it be one that you are going to feel the Holy Ghost fire burning and consuming you into your belly, and that the remnants that hear this will be able to activate it within their spirit man so that it will not fall on dry ground. May this podcast produce fruit in no other name, but in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So honestly, I don't got time to waste. In the month of May, so when God sometimes, and I give him thanks and praise for all these spiritual gifts, and we know many of us here, we have a huge array of spiritual gifts, or we might just have one spiritual gift that is super effective in the kingdom of God. Because as we know, we are all parts of the body and it all comes together for the advancement of God's kingdom. So I have been given the gift of prophetic intercession. I have been given the gift, and I always feel like you have to be very cautious of saying what you have. I believe that people should say that, not you or God says it. But because of the nature of this, this is the only reason why I'm making that recommendation. Because honestly, darling, self-praise and no recommendation. Only God can make that, okay? So with that being said, there is an aspect in the prophetic where God uses imagery, symbols, dreams, visions, conversations with yourself and the Holy Spirit, especially when I'm reading his word in particular. Or for minds, well, yeah, I don't think I'm to release that. But I would have a notebook and I would just write. And this has been happening for many years, and I had no clue that this happened to other persons. As a matter of fact, I thought it was really weird that I would get revelation through nature. I thought it would be really weird that I would hear the Holy Spirit speaking to me in this uncanny way, and that I would have this strong urge and desire to write it. And I've been developing that over the years, and now that I've continued to grow in Christ, and I've even had a lot of low points where I felt like God's presence probably is not with me the way that I would like, and things like that, I've noticed that prophetic writing is really a wonderful channel that God uses, because we prophesy in part. And it's especially like yesterday, I was discouraged because of the level of warfare my family has been facing. And the Holy Spirit revealed to me, go back to your prophetic writing when you were in this place where I took you out. He took me out of my Egypt, and I was doing some writings in Egypt where he prophesied I should be here, because I was wondering, should I be here? And God took me back there to remind me of what he told me. And that's one of the beautiful things about prophetic writing. In fact, I'm not even supposed to be talking about this, but God is releasing it. And so the Holy Spirit takes control. It's not my agenda, it's his. But because it was written, I had this raw paper-like truth, this record of what was revealed to me. And when I went back, it was almost as if the Holy Spirit had the same level of power, if not twice, you know, just reminded me that I sent you here. And I know it is hard, and I know you feel like you're giving up. But 2 weeks ago, I woke up and the Holy Spirit gave me a song by, I think her name is Cheval Franklin. She's a Jamaican, but I think she lives in Canada or UK. And the song is very popular. It's called I Prevail. And no one in my family was sick. I didn't feel like I was going through any trials and testings at the time. But he just gave me that song and I started singing into the atmosphere, you know. And the song says, I prevail over every sickness. I prevail over defeat. I prevail, you know. And I was singing and I'm like, okay, you know, really nice tune. Not knowing that it was a prophetic worship song that the Holy Spirit is releasing to me. So when the situation happened in my family, he brought back the song to me and he said, remember when I told you to sing that? Well, yeah, that was to speak into the atmosphere. By the grace of God, we have been victorious because of the hand of God over my family. And we are standing here saying that we have prevailed because God said that we would. And we just want to give him public thanks and praise for you, Yeshua, our mighty. You are Jehovah Rapha, and we worship you because of that. So up to now, it's 6 minutes and I haven't gotten to what I believe I was here to say, but God has his way. So in May 2023, God gave me a vision, and I wasn't asleep or anything. I was normal. I was just sitting here sort of in a quiet time, and in my spirit, and I'm reading back from my prophetic writing, so it's as accurate as I recall it. The Holy Spirit told me, draw a circle. And you know, like how you have the cardinal points, north, south, east, and west. Woo, I feel the Holy Spirit. Oh Lord, let me release this in the way you want me to release, and to only release what you have me to release publicly. Anoint this airways. May this frequency only be heard and understood by those who it is intended for. And he told me to draw the line of the tribe of Judah in these four places. And I was like, that's so strange. And then this is what I have here. And my handwriting is always horrible because I'm just rushing, right? It says, usher in your new wind. Lies roaming, I think I have here. Anyway, what I'm seeing here clearly, it says, your judgment is coming against the nations. And I have in bold, get ready. And it says, your temple will be restored. And then I saw a vision of a white eagle. I don't remember that, but I have that here. And then God said, he wrote there for me. I have Revelations 14. And then it says, my horsemen are gathering from every nation. So that was that. I thought it was very strange, I'm not going to lie, but I do know that, you know, there is a ushering and a placement and a twisting and a turning and putting things in place for the preparation of the great tribulation. And you don't have to believe me. You can believe that your grandma and nene have been saying that for years now, but darling, the word of God does not lie. Because if I take you to Revelations 22, it says, verses 7, behold, I am coming quickly. That is, do you see that adverb? How quickly? Blessed is he who keeps the words and of the prophecy of this book. Okay, so he repeated it again in verses 20 of that same Revelation 22. He says, surely I am coming quickly.
It's not where he's saying, I'm going to go up and make a better place for you. No, no, no. In Revelations 22, that last promise, God is telling us, I am coming quickly. And if we study the book of Revelation, and God has been revelation for a couple weeks well now, and we tune into what's been happening on the news, I know we've been taught to sanctify our atmosphere, and we shouldn't be listening to the news, but I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, if God has called you to be a remnant, if you are one of his chosen ones, I want you to understand, we have to pay attention to what the nations, large and small, are doing. If you look at the news and you're seeing what is going on in Russia, and you see what is going on with the African nations meeting the Russian Putin to ask and advocate for the war to be stopped because they're having problems feeding the nation. Oh my gosh, if we look and we see the transatlantic alliance between the UK region and the US region, come on, come on, come on. There's not time to sleep. This is a clarion call for our remnants to rise up and understand our time to activate in prayer, our time to be covered. Our time is here. So going back to what the Holy Spirit was revealing to me this morning, well, yesterday he took me to Revelation 6, and you know, I read and I processed that. And, oh, sorry, that's today. Yes, yesterday he woke me up and he was explaining to me what the Lion of the Tribe of Judah is. So he took me to his different the verses in Genesis where, you know, we first understood that there was a prophecy about who Jesus would be. And then back in Revelation, we understand that Jesus is the Lion of the Tribe of Judah and he's the Lamb of God. And I thought it was so interesting because God was showing me the parallels, just like he did with David, how David could be this sweet, melodious psalmist and this vicious man of war, or this powerful man of war, you know, how this could be a man after God's heart, but at the same time, he could be such a conniving snake to sleep with this man's wife, you know? So it shows you the parallel. And so too, God showed me with him being the Lamb of God and this gentle shepherd that only comes back to save one, and he just loves us so tenderly, and his grace and his mercy, and then he's a lion of the tribe of Judah, like the king of the jungle of judgment, roar. The throne sits upon his head. And then today he woke me up and he said, you go back to that prophecy I gave you. So I flipped my book and then here we were. And there it was in Revelation 7. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So turn your Bibles to me to Revelation 7. And we're going to talk about what God is speaking to us, these remnants, in this time. And just for transparency's sake, this is June. And I think this is June the 18th. And I think the date is very important for this sound to be released. And it says, after these things, I saw four angels. I did not read this verse. This verse was not revealed or showcased to me in May 2023 when this prophetically came to me. After these things, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth. Hallelujah. Holding the four winds of the earth. Oh boy. That the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or on any tree. Then we're going to skip down to verses 3. So basically the angels are crying out and they're saying, do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. And God told me to underline that, and it goes into saying, and I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel will see. Who? The tribes of the children of Israel. Who? The remnants. Okay? I want us to understand that God is telling us that my great tribulation, there is moving and shifting happening. And my remnants, it is time for you to receive your seal. Why is this important? It says, God gives us a promise in God gives us a promise in Revelation 7. in verses 14, it says, so he said to me, these are the ones, and God is talking about his remnants here, who have received his seed, who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will dwell among them. They shall neither hunger anymore nor thirst anymore. The sun shall not strike them nor any heat. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of water, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes. That's the promise that we have. Okay? In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that your holy word, your promise, your seal over your remnants, we open, oh God, our lives to you. We open up our hearts and souls so that, God, you are going to show us those areas in our life that we need to have in alignment so that, God, we would receive your seal. God, as the great tribulation ushers near, as your word, as your seals have started to be broken, Lord, as there are cosmic forces, oh God, coming, oh God, to usher you back, to usher you back, oh God, the bridegroom is coming once again. We ask you, Holy Father, that you ready your hearts, that you ready your souls, that we would be able to spend eternity with you, worshiping you, singing salvation unto God the highest, saying hallelujah to God the highest, with those that we love. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. God, we thank you. You know, before I release this, I said, you know, God, I know you've told me to say this, but I am not sure if you want me to say this on this public platform. And then God brought me back to Revelations 22, the Holy Spirit, and he said in verses 10, and so I believe that God wanted me to release this on June the 18th for a time such as this, and he said to me, do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. Remnants, our time is at hand. May we all receive the seal as the nations become realigned for the prophecy to be fulfilled. We are kingdom advancers, we are kingdom builders, and we are God's children from the tribe of Israel. God, angels are standing on the four corners of the earth, and it is time for his great tribulation to start to come into effect. He's coming quickly. Are you ready?